It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA released export sales data for the week ending March 15th this morning. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 17.4 this year, 1.6 next year. Corn, 25.2 this year, 1.5 next year. And soybeans, 19.2 this year and none for next year. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady for today, but firming ideas are developing on a sharp gain in wholesale pork prices yesterday afternoon, and reports that a few plants are still looking for additional hogs for delivery this week. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher, with tops from $39.50 to $41. Peoria called firm to a dollar higher today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, March 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 12,522. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 50.50 to 60.61. The weighted average, 57.40, a loss of 2.94 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 41.32 to 49.90. The weighted average, 46.74. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,426. The base price range was $49 to $61.50. The weighted average, 57.19, a loss of 51 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $40.76 to $48, and the weighted average was $44.81. You can receive the pre-opening market report by podcast directly to your computer. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the red podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple instructions and you'll never miss a pre-opening market report again. And while there, you can also subscribe to the opening market report, the closing market report, and our flagship show, Commodity Week, AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. It's your marketing advantage.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we'll be talking about some more problems with wetness here in the Midwest in just a moment. So I'll just start out with a little discussion of South America so we can devote most of our attention to the U.S. growing areas. And as far as South America is concerned, the weather remains generally favorable for harvest operations in Brazil. Mainly dry weather has been occurring in Brazil and will continue to occur. There have been a few scattered thunderstorms across northern areas. But other than that, mainly dry weather is expected through early next week, and temperatures are remaining on the warm side, so rapid harvest progress is expected across Brazil. Now, as we go into next week, a cold front may be pushing out of Argentina toward Brazil, and that could cause some scattered showers and thunderstorms in southern Brazil around Rio Grande do Sul, perhaps into Santa Catarina early next week. But no major problems expected for the harvest in Brazil. Now, in Argentina, it has been wetter in the past month than in Brazil, so maturation rates have been slow, harvest progress has been slow, and right now there's some thunderstorms in southern portions of the growing areas of Argentina. That would include La Pampa and southern Buenos Aires, and that area is going to continue to have slow maturation and slow harvesting. But the rest of the Argentinian bean and corn belt is rather warm and mainly dry, and that kind of weather is expected through the weekend, but then rain starts to pick up early next week. So they're going to have some more delays in harvest operations. But in general, Argentina is seeing a bit of improvement, a window of opportunity here, with the exception of portions of southern Buenos Aires and La Pampa. Now to the Midwest corn belt, and we continue to have problems. At least it isn't planting season yet, but we're getting closer to planting season. Some fields need some pre-planting preparation, and that's going to be a problem across portions of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, as some showers and thunderstorms have already occurred, and it looks like the stage is being set here over the next 36 hours or so, where some locally heavy rain will fall from northern Missouri across central Illinois, central and northern Indiana, and much of the corn and bean producing areas of Ohio. And that's because we have some cooler air coming in from the north, and we have warm, humid air coming up from the south, and the boundary is going to stall out. We're going to have a west-east boundary stall out right over that area that I just mentioned. So some places will be picking up 1 to 2 inch amounts from downpours here over the next 36 hours. And that's not good news for those that need to get into the fields, because many of the fields are already soaked. I know in the last several days I've done some traveling and seen a lot of standing water in Ohio and Indiana and eastern Illinois, and this is going to do nothing to improve that. And the weather pattern remains generally wet right through next week into early April. So the big concern here is, will it dry out in time to get that pre-planting field work done so that planting can take place? And of course, some are probably even worried about planting. It's still way too early to worry too much about planting, because there's still that large window of opportunity for that. But we are going into the season wet. Now, the good news on that is, with even more rain coming now on top of what fell during the winter, subsoil moisture is going to be more than adequate. So even a dry spell later in the summer won't be as devastating as if we were going into the season dry, as there will be some water for roots to tap into farther down in the ground. So once the crops are planted, there's at least a good chance that they will thrive, even if conditions turn a bit drier. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 486, down 3/4. Last trade down 1 3/4. July, 489 1/4, unchanged. Last trade down 1 1/4. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 466, up a half. Last trade down 3. July, 479 1/2, up a quarter. Last trade down 4. May corn opened at 409 3/4, unchanged. Last trade down 2 1/4. July, 421 1/4, unchanged. Last trade down 2. December, 409 1/2, unchanged. Last trade down 1. Take it out to July 2008. 427 1/2, down 1. Last trade down 3/4. May beans opened at 766, down 1/2. Last trade down 2 1/2. July, 782, down 1/2. Last trade down 2 1/2. November, 810 3/4, unchanged. Last trade down 3 1/4. May soybean meal opened at 220 230, unchanged. Last trade down $1. May soybean oil opened at 3110, unchanged. Last trade down 7. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales data out this morning. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the corn. 25.2 million bushel, really about in the middle of the trading range of estimates, maybe a little bit on the low side of things. This week we've seen really good technical support on dips. I think the market, however, will key off that a little bit weaker overnight trade and be down 1 to 3 cents at the opening.
And in the soybeans?
19.2 million bushels booked for export, kind of on the high side of trade estimates. An awful lot of talk about a slowing crush, with the Census Bureau crush coming in about a million bushels under trade estimates, down 2 to 4 this morning. Big move in these back months of the beans. I think that's worthy of watching.
Yeah, we've been seeing huge moves in the 2008 numbers, and also the December corn in 2008 made a high, too.
Right, and I looked at the November bean 2009. It was up another 13 cents yesterday after having been up 22 cents the day before.
Your wheat?
Wheat market will be steady, maybe to lower. High side of the trade estimates on the wheat export bookings. Funds have been coming in and supporting this wheat this week. That's something new.
All across the grain complex, would you look for things to be flat through next Thursday or no?
Pretty pretty flat. I thought we should have had a rally going into that report, and maybe we've had that whole thing already this week with the corn gain about a dime.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
At the Merck, we'll see cattle futures down, a dime to 30 or 40 cents. Still seeing just some good interest from packers there. On the hog side, futures may be a little bit firmer, maybe up a dime, 20 cents, something like that. Very dull trade after the gap opening yesterday and a mid-range close.
And 1 week from today, we will have numbers aplenty to chew through ahead of the planning intentions report, won't we?
You bet.
Thank you much, Ellen. Have a great day. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Morton, Illinois, joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.